The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's back to work for most today, which means it is back to negotiating for government formation, as you heard from Bernie on the news. Formal talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael resume today, with big issues like health and justice about to take central stage, and also housing. To take us through where exactly we're at, Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm great. Now, is it true to say they have not been talking at all since before Christmas?
Not formally. I'm sure there have been some informal discussions as the remnants of turkey and ham were being devoured, but there haven't been any formal discussions really since before Christmas. So they're essentially taking off again from where they left off over the coming days. And the first deadline is imminent. It's the 22nd of January. That's when the Dáil is set to resume. But already some of the senior negotiators are saying they would be surprised if an agreement is fully in place by then. James Brown, the Fianna Fáil TD for Wexford, was talking to Anton Savage on News Talk yesterday, and he said that the 22nd was a tight deadline and he wasn't sure if everything would be achieved by then. Even though there isn't as much a difference in policy matters between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil as there is between them and other parties, there's still a lot of ground to be covered and a lot of agreements to be made. If we cast our eyes back to 2020, the programme for government negotiations took really two full months to complete. But then that, of course, was complicated by the fact that the Greens were also involved, and the Greens had some very high demands back in 2020.
Now, a lot of the things that the Greens wanted, for example, you know, changing the emphasis on how money for transport would be spent, the independents would actually probably favour the approach taken by the other two parties at that time, which would be more in favour of restoring rural roads, building out the motorway network and so on, which the Greens were not enthusiastic about. So that should not be an issue on this occasion.
No, you can see that that both parties are at even, that there's a need for more investments in roads in particular. And when the Greens went into government, there was a 2-to-1 ratio of expenditure between public transport on the one hand and roads on the other, with public transport and sustainable travel getting a larger share of the pie. But I think that could go to 50-50 or could even be reversed, with more money going to public roads. Officially, what the negotiators are saying is that particular item is open for discussion. But I would be very surprised if that ratio isn't changed to 1-to-1 or else to 2-to-1 in the other direction. And a lot of the big road projects that didn't happen when Eamon Ryan was Minister for Transport are likely to be expedited now with both of the other former coalition partners in government. That's for
now,
sure.
Now, the big issues that always bedevil a government: housing, health, and from time to time, justice rears its head. Have we got more or less common ground there between the big parties, and are the independents likely to have any reservations in these areas?
There are differences, but the differences are of emphasis rather than of ideology or kind of fundamental principle. The parties have slightly different targets for house completions, etc., but they're not very far apart, and I think agreement can be quickly reached there. Now, Fine Gael has a policy proposal for a separate standalone Department of Infrastructure, and that is being resisted by Fine Gael, who think that the current structures are adequate, and the an extra layer of bureaucracy, an extra new department that has to be set up with all the delays entailed in that, will actually delay the completion of housing. So that is something that has yet to be negotiated between the department.
So do they want the housing minister to have control over the development of infrastructure? I mean, infrastructure is such a broad church. It includes Obviously, transportation, it includes electricity delivery, water delivery, the construction of more modern sewerage systems and so on, as well as data centres. All of that is vital infrastructure. It would seem that it deserves someone to be in charge, someone competent to be in charge.
It does, and it touches, I mean, it touches across a number of departments. And I would see it being located more in the Department of Public Expenditure rather than in the Department of Housing and the Environment. And it's an effort, really. I mean, one of the things that politics, and you have been talking about this for many, many years, Pat, many, one of the things that politics does not do well is long-term planning and long-term strategic thinking. And this might be an idea to try to include or incorporate some of that long-term vision into government. We get national development plans, and we also get some longer-term plans, but they're always defeated by the short-term nature of the political cycle. And the thinking behind the Department of Infrastructure from the Fine Gael perspective is that it would allow, you know, for this department to be at a somewhat of a remove from that kind of short-term cycle, and would be in a position, you know, to affect long-term planning.
Yeah, but I would say to you, the long-term plan that we have, the single one, is Sláintecare, where all the parties agreed to, you know, in principle, to go along with the development of Sláintecare. Where are we with that? Not a great deal of progress.
No, and I mean, again, it comes down to budget. Sláintecare requires a very, very big budget for it to be implemented fully. And none of the governments that have been involved since Sláintecare have been agreed have been prepared to put in the budget or been prepared to put in the personnel and the infrastructure. And they've gone for a kind of a hybrid model where they've kind of given some investment towards Sláintecare, but have retained most of it for the existing health services. And that's something that a department like the Department of Infrastructure would be perfectly suited to look at, because that would be allowed to have a kind of a coherent and strategic approach to how Sláintecare would be implemented. The argument has been made, and I think it's a valid one, that the implementation of Sláintecare to date has been very piecemeal and has been very stop-start and doesn't have that kind of consistency or coherence one would expect from a long-term plan.
Now, I suppose it's accepted now that Micheál Martin will be Taoiseach, Simon Harris will be Taoiseach. What about the other jobs for the boys and girls?
Yeah, a lot of names have been mentioned. I think on the Fine Gael side, the name that has been most mentioned is Jennifer Carl O'Neill, who is a Minister of State with responsibility for European Affairs. One of the things that she has achieved is that there are now two TDs, blue TDs in her constituency, so that will stand her in good stead. And she hasn't really made very much of a secret of the fact that she would like to be promoted. Others that have been mentioned include Neil Richmond, her colleague in Dublin, Rathdown. On the Fianna Fáil side, I think the name that has been most often mentioned is James Brown, the Minister of State for Wexford. He is the person who oversaw the completion of the very complex gambling legislation. And he got it through despite some intensive lobbying against it from interested parties, mostly the gambling companies. And he has been suggested as a possible Minister for Justice. So is Jim O'Callaghan, the Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Bay South. Others in Fianna Fáil have been mentioned for promotion include Mary Butler, who is a TD for Waterford, and Niamh Smith, a TD for Cavan Monaghan. And James Lawless, the Junior Minister for Transport, who's played a very prominent role in recent weeks in relation to Holyhead and the fact that that port is not in service at present.
All right. How soon? I mean, you say the 22nd is the deadline. I mean, can someone knock heads together and make sure that on the 22nd we have a government instead of fluting around like this for the next 2 months?
They could, but I don't think they will, Pat, to be honest. I think, you know, that they have to agree a programme for government. I think the pace of the negotiations at the moment don't really lend itself to a January 22nd deadline. And then they have to negotiate with the remaining, with the third leg of the stool, as it were, be they the Social Democrats, who are still in the race. But many people think the more likely option is a group of independents And they will have to be negotiated with as well. I think the programme for government will be agreed by the two big parties, and then the independents, their particular bottom line negotiations will be kind of added on to that document as a protocol, or maybe even incorporated into it, but it won't really substantially change the document that's agreed between the two big parties, the regional independents. And of course, Michael Healy-Rae and Danny Healy-Rae are also in negotiations separately with the government. So we might see them becoming part of a government as well.
Finally, is there any scope for any of the outgoing ministers who are still in their jobs until new ministers are appointed by the president, Stephen Donnelly and Eamon Ryan, you know, any last minute things they can do to cement whatever legacies they feel they have?
Yeah, well, they're still ministers, so they still have executive power. So anything that they still, in theory, are allowed to implement decisions that do not require approval of the government or of the Oireachtas. So they won't be able to affect massive fundamental change, but there may be some things that they want to make sure are cemented. I mean, Eamon Ryan might try to cement some of the initiatives he has brought in relation to sustainable transport, for example, to make sure that what he has decided won't be turned post-haste by a new government when it comes in.
Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.